That's Uncomfortable Conversations. What's going on, everybody? That's Belial. Soul Sister Instrumentals. Nothing like good tones from that now and again. Something to just put you in your place. Something to make you mellow out into being, hey, just having a good day. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, March the 13th. Today's topic is going to be about the point of, like, why is it, or maybe just within the point of a question, why is it that so many black women are in competition with one another? You can't sit back and say that we are not. It's like it's a given thing within the point of different situations, and people don't think about that. Just like, don't think about it just naturally that you're in competition with somebody else. And the reason why I say that is because we'll see something that somebody else have going on as black women. And I don't know, I guess it's just something in us to feel like, well, hey, I need that. I deserve that. I want that. I don't understand, you know, why she's being treated that way, or why things are going out for her that way, why she look like that on that. And everybody's always in competition with the point of losing weight, gaining weight, looking a certain way, having a big butt, having big breasts, having a small waist, this here and that there. And a lot of times we don't think about these type of things because, okay, we telling ourselves, hey, I ain't in competition with nobody but myself. And the reason why I say this, we look at to the point of saying, yeah, we could be in competition with ourselves because we're telling ourselves we want to look a certain way, but we always ridicule ourselves about how we look and what we look and what we look like in certain things, or who's getting done this way and who's getting done that way. It's really crazy that we don't think about the whole big picture. And I'm not saying in other cultures that they don't think like that, but in the black community, it's like the black women are so much in competition with one another. Case in point, some people say, well, hey, I'm living my own life and I'm enjoying life and I really don't care about what another person got going on. They're even in competition about how many friends they have, who they, you know, who they're dating, or what church that they go through. It's so many different things, and people have, you know, have preconceived thoughts about certain stuff and don't realize that they shouldn't be that way. You know, we have to get out of that mindset or that mind frame of thinking that, hey, this is a competition thing and we shouldn't be in competition with each other. We should be able to embrace each other without embracing each other's thoughts, how embracing each other, how we look with each other, and just so many different things, how we treat our kids, what I treat, even down to the point, like, some people back in the day used to be so in competition about what they kid did, and some people are still like that now. Like, I was just more focused on if my kids were going to be to the point of just being just, you know, good people, not to the point of them saying that regardless of what the situation is, for them to be thinking that, hey, listen, those are your children and you shouldn't feel like that about your kids, or about somebody else's kids and how they are being treated, or what's going on with them, if they're buying them this and buying them that. Some people buy their kids stuff to try to be in competition with other children's kids or whatever. And I'm gonna tell you something, I'm guilty of it. When my kids were coming up or whatever, I wanted them to have all the things that I didn't have. And if I seen other kids with other stuff and my kids come and ask me for something, I don't give a damn what it was that I had to do in order to try to make sure that my kids didn't feel the way that I felt when I was coming up, and to not be able to have the same type of things. And it's crazy that's that way, instead of me sitting my children down and just talking to them about, hey, listen, you don't have to have the everything that everybody else, the latest thing that everybody got. I remember my oldest son, every time he asked me for something, because I wanted to try to fill that void for his father not being there in his life, or being like other kids had their father and stuff like that. And I wasn't even dating men. If I did or whatever, they weren't really around my kids because I didn't believe in it, because I didn't want nobody else's chastising my boys. So with that being said, it was like kind of different within the situation. But as a parent now and learning and knowing better, I have realized that I don't need to do those type of things. I shouldn't have did those type of things. And I had to learn, and I had to teach my kids that, or my sons that, now for them not to be able to carry that on into their children. A lot of people don't want to hold themselves accountable for making bad decisions when raising children. When we're raising children, we are going by, there's no complete book. Somebody can write a book about their experiences, but that don't necessarily mean that that's going to be your experience. We learn from our parents of how to raise children. One thing that I did learn about within the point of coming up is, and it was terrible, with the point about spanking or hollering at them and stuff like that with your children. I'm gonna tell you something. That's the worst thing you could do. That's a type of abuse that shouldn't be put on nobody when it comes down to certain things. We should be able to conversate with one another and be able to correct one another, even down to our children, in a more monotone way, and to the point for them to be able to understand, or whatever the case may be. Because listen, giving them time out, that's even to the point of separating them from everything that's going on, making them feel like they're left out and stuff like that. It's easy. It, to me, is a form of abuse as well. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying, like, that's just an example of certain things, or whatever the case may be, even down to the point of just life, period. And we as people, or black women, we don't stand true to those type of things. We look over those things because we want everybody to look up to us and say that we are magnificent, and we are, but we do make mistakes. We do make bad decisions. And those one of the bad decisions is we're into the point of being in competition with one another. Some black women can't even give each other a compliment without passing judgment about that person, or whatever. Some people can't even give a positive compliment about certain things. I can remember to the point that my mom, I don't think I ever just like received just like a compliment from her, or whatever the case may be. And maybe that's something that I'm suffering from, but I know that there's other women that's out there too. Some women can't even give you, they'll go and look at your picture on social media, or they'll see you out in the street. Some of them won't even smile at you. I'm the type of person that I have realized that, you know, it's better to smile and to get people to be able to come into your world of existing, of saying, hey, things are not as rough as they may seem. A lot of times we misjudge certain things and not realize it. And then we're walking around carrying these heavy burdens and these spirits amongst them ourselves. Case in point, some women get so in competition with their spouses, what they got going on, even to the point about weddings and different clothes, shoes, cars, whatever the case may be. Anything that is saying, well, hey, I have a friend of mine that she feels like that she needs to get a new car every so often. And it's the stupidest shit in the world. Because the simple fact is, like, hey, yeah, you're into cars and stuff like that. But with buying a car, if you're living in a small town and you only go to certain places, what is the purpose of buying all these cars? It don't make any sense. You can't drive out of them. You ain't got but 2 feet. But, hey, you can't get people to understand those type of things. Maybe she got to get the car because within the point, I think, that she's being competition with somebody else to say that she have it, which is really stupid. Like, some people don't even be thinking about that, or whatever the case may be. But you got some women that think that way, even to the point about the latest hairdo. I dated women for about 10 years, and I'm gonna tell you something. I had just had enough of it. And the reason why, I was just sick of us, just sick of me, period. Like, sick of us, you know, with different things. The girls that I was dating or whatever, she more was a natural, so it just really didn't matter about certain things. But, when it came down to their clothes and stuff like that, and it doesn't really matter to me. I have come to realize that all these different clothes that we be buying and stuff is pointless. Sometimes some people buy stuff to just post on social media saying, I just want to put some shit on comfortable that I'm not going to have a hot flash with. I don't know. That's just my take on it. But as far as being in competition, some women won't even give you, give them a compliment, or you saying certain things about certain stuff, or you see something that looks nice on somebody and you ask them, oh girl, where you get this from? Some of them will be kind of guarded and won't even tell you because they don't want you to have it. Ain't that stupid? This is black women. This is what black women do or whatever. And it's just crazy that it's like that. A friend of mine from my hometown, she had got this new MAC lipstick. And it looked so beautiful to me on her skin tone. And I'm a little dark. She's dark skinned, but I'm darker than she is. And I was like, I never thought that I could be able to wear something like that. But I seen it and I was like, and I hit her up and I said, girl, where did you get that lip? And she did not have no hesitation. She just went on and gave me and told me, you know, whatever. If you need any other questions about something else, just let me know. That made me feel so warm on the inside as a woman to know that there are still some good black women. All of us are good, but some of them that are not, like, in competition with you by all means for whatever reason. It's crazy that it's that way, but we don't realize that. Being in competition with one another is a low vibration. It's very low. You should want to be in competition with somebody about any particular thing. We're all living a life, and we shouldn't be racing to be dead. I don't know. It's just crazy within that. Some people get saying that their husband is better. Some people think that, hey, maybe they get a new bag and stuff like that. Me, I'm gonna tell you the type of person I am. I could care less about a damn bag. Or whatever. If I got something, listen, I got these two tatas up here. So most of the time I carry shit in my bra or whatever. And then it get all sticky and I got to get a wipe and wipe it off. I know it may sound kind of crazy, but hey, what works for me might not work for the next person. I'm just saying it doesn't matter. Whenever I was transitioning over to the point of the start back dating men or whatever the case may be, I had to find my comfort zone. I had to find to the point of what I really wanted to do or how I really wanted to be. And I always wanted to walk in my own lane, be my own particular person. What I like is what I like. That's just plain and simple as that. So with that being said, like, so many different people don't realize these type of things that they're doing without regard. They're not thinking about the things that they're doing. I can't sit up and say that men are not in competition, black men are not in competition with each other, because a lot of them are. To me, a lot of them are, you know, with the point of their cars, what type of team that they you know, represent, or who's their favorite player and stuff like that. They be in those type of competition. But black women, oh my God, it's terrible. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have it bad. We have it, I'm going to say me too. We have it bad within that, and we should be in competition with each other. We should be able to smile with grace and understanding and being able to give constructive criticism to each other and being able to compliment with each other without having something, a guard within that. It's very seldom that you get that, but a lot of the baby boomers, the older women, they're like that. And that's where we get that shit from. That's where we get it from, you know, to the point of saying, like, you can give somebody a compliment without having something negative to say behind it. Oh, girl, that looks good on you, but you is gaining a little weight. Like, this is the type of things that some of the baby boomers would say that I used to hear when I was coming up, or whatever the case might be. And right now, I don't hear those type of things, because some of the fact is, I be done told them off, so they just already know. Yeah, she a straight out goddamn fool, so we've just been not eating food with her. So with that being said, it's like, it's okay to give each other a compliment. Oh, that's nice, or whatever. I can say, probably a few weeks ago, I went to go and get me my famous blue crab in Lakeland, and there's this woman in there, and she was around about the same age, and she was small, petite, and everybody was like, oh girl, I'm hardly seeing you, so I don't even know this one. I was like, oh my God, look at your skin, it's so glistering, what do you do, or whatever. She had a grandbaby with her and stuff like that, and it was just to the point of just giving her a compliment. The other women was like, oh nah, you know what she's doing, you know, and they were saying it in a nice, nasty type of way. And I say, regardless of whatever it is you're doing, girl, you are glowing. I don't even know who you are. You're beautiful. And she said, why, thank you. She said, it's not hard, not seldom that other black women give other black women compliments like that. And it should be, and this should be a natural thing. It should be a natural thing. If you see something that you like, or that you feel like that is okay, within the point of not being feeling out of the place or whatever the case may be, because, you know, some people are so guarded out here, they be thinking, well, hey, you know, she's like women, so maybe she's trying to get with me. No, it's okay for a person to give another person a compliment. It's okay for a man to give each other compliments without people feeling all out of guard and stuff like that. We just put stipulations on how we really feel, and the reason why we do that is because we were taught to to tell us how we feel. Like, it's crazy that it's that way. We need to get out of that mindset of being in competition with each other. Being able to smile and give compliments to one another is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with congratulating somebody without having to tell them, hey, listen, she had to do all that to get that. It's okay for you to give a compliment without ridiculing somebody. We got to get our mindset within that. If you know somebody is doing something bad, it's okay for you, or you feel like it's bad, or maybe you can come to them to say that. But we're so guarded now, you can't correct one another. And they feel like it's to the point of somebody hating on them. And I'm guilty of it too. I be questioning, because I'm like, well, why is this person saying that? Well, what, is it something that I need to do? Instead of you questioning yourself. That's just something for you guys to think about. What are some things that you do that you feel like that you are in comp, that you do, or reason why you buy stuff that you're in competition with one another? You know, we shouldn't be running a race to be human. We shouldn't be running a race to love each other and embrace each other. We should be able to compliment each other without ridiculing each other, loving each other, just having love. We don't want to keep vibrating at a low vibration, because the simple fact is what we were taught and taught to how to feel and so forth and so on. Like, that's crazy, y'all. Y'all don't understand these type of things. Like, this is stuff that, these are uncomfortable conversations that we need to have all the time. You know, even to the point, like, the different women when I was going to church, oh my God, that's the worst place to go. Even to the point, like, hey, to each of their own, you know, go get fed, whatever you want to be fed. But in church, they ridicule you so bad about what you wear, how you wear. Is it being too provocative? Is she trying to entice the pastor? So and so this and that. And then, don't get me wrong now. I used to be a member of this church or whatever, and that's what all the women used to do. I swear, I was like, I just need to go to the sex store and buy all them a dildo, because it's like they just want to get a pie to this pastor. It was crazy within that. So with that being said, then you would sit back and you were him talking about it. At that particular time, I was dating women, so I was dressing kind of down, you know, kind of tomboyish and whatever the case may be. So with that, I would just sit back and I just hear different things that they would say about each other. I was like, this shit here is crazy. Like, I don't even know why I'm even in here, because this is not my type of party. So with that being said, it was just like kind of crazy that people will be like that. You know, people ridicule each other so badly. And black women, we are the number ones that do it. We're the number ones that's on social media exposing ourselves, making ourselves to be seen. Nowadays, you won't even got to go to no porn site or whatever. And I done said this plenty of time before, where black women just show themselves, they flaunt themselves. They done made it to an OnlyFans page. They done made a damn business out of it. When it was always that way before, but back in the day, they used to be like kind of guarded. Nowadays, you can just go on there or whatever. You got damn near teenagers, middle-aged children, they're just doing the most. They don't have no respect for each other or whatever. And then, you don't have no respect for themselves. Just put it like that. So everybody's trying to be in competition. Like, you want to get a bag. Everybody want to get a bag. I'm going to tell you, some of them bags ain't even worth it. You need to just get your damn plastic grocery store bag and just keep it going. I don't know. It's crazy that it's that way, y'all. We got to get out of that mindset of thinking that we got to have the best than everybody else. We was brought up to the point of not having things. So now it's like we want to have things better than the next person. You know, like, it doesn't matter. I can remember back in the day, like, we wanted to have more things, just like with white people, that they would have, because it seemed like that they were living and flourishing, and because that narrative was passed on to us or whatever. So now, You got it where everybody want Jordans. To me, I done had a pair of Jordans. I ain't never bought one. I bought some for my kids. And I had bought a pair of Jordans for my son. And I wore them damn shoes to work at. Honey, I had to walk. I'm telling you, I had to damn near crawl back to the car, because they're not comfortable at all. Or whatever. White people, they go and get them some goddamn Aces and keep it going. And the shoes, and they be running all over, whatever the case. But we got to go out here and spend $150, $200, $1,500. Some of this stuff is ridiculous that we be spending on shoes and stuff and clothes and jewelry or whatever. And then sometimes we don't even have a pot to piss in nor a window to throw it out of. And it ain't just the point about anybody else. I'm talking about black folks. This is what black folks do. This is what black women do. A black woman will spend money on a Birkenstock bag or whatever, how you call the bags or whatever, and then don't even have a place to stay. You got to get to the point that we got to start making stuff make sense. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, people splurge, and I can't sit up and say that it's okay to splurge. You know why it's not okay to splurge? Because it's some fact you are creating demise for your own self. Me, you, and the next woman. This is what we are doing. We're making bad decisions or whatever the case may be. It just doesn't make any sense when we don't realize that we're doing these things because we want to be better than the next person. Or have something more than the next person. We could care less. I could care less. We shouldn't even be thinking about stuff like that. Maybe just having maybe the minute and keep it moving. But the reason why we can't be one of stay in the latest trend of what everybody else has got going on. People, everybody getting a BBL. Shit, I don't even want to talk the ass that I got on me, Ryan. You think I'm going to go around here and get to the point of having extra ass? Like, it's crazy. I'm down here in Florida, and it's like everybody, all these women, Caribbean women, or what? Everybody got a BBL. Everybody got a BBL. Everybody got a breast augmentation or whatever. And I was like, man, I just don't understand why y'all want to carry that shit around. But, hey, that's neither here nor there in their decision. But it's like, I'm talking about to the point that these black women are doing these type of things and don't realize that, hey, when you get old, I don't give a damn what you do. It's still not going to make the person be with you or not. I don't know. It's crazy within that. Within the point of the competition. Back to the point of the competition of being, having the latest dude. The dude that's the tallest or maybe the shortest, that's making the most money. That's a truck driver. That's a lawyer and this stuff like that. Like, find somebody that loves you and that's willing to live life with you. Damn all this point about trying to have the man that got the most money. No, true enough, nobody don't want to struggle. But at the same time, a lot of times we create our own demise by getting with people that got all this money, then that don't have no respect for you, or don't have no respect for their moms or their grandparents or nothing, and they treat you bad. You know? That's crazy that we have this type of mindset. We don't think about the big picture. And you know, I always tell you all, hey, listen, you got to think about the big picture. You got to think about the big picture. Like, if I tap into this, is it going to cause harm to me or anything that's around me? If it causes harm to me or anything that's around me, then I don't need it. That's just plain and simple. Being in competition with one another. You got to get out of that. We got to get out of that. I know I'm working on myself in order to get out of that type of thing. Like, I could care less about whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. I be seeing different hairstyles and stuff. I'm like, oh, I want to get that or whatever. But that's still to the point of, in your mind, thinking about it. Like, hey, they're still in competition with somebody. Pick something because that's what you like. Pick something and do things just because that's what you want. You know? We got to get out of the point of being in competition with each other. Being able to love and embrace each other. We are sisters. We are soul sisters. We should be able to do those type of things. A lot of times, like, just because somebody else got something doesn't mean that we got to have it. A lot of times we don't appreciate the things that we do have. I know that I have misused or abused things that I do have. And going out to get something else totally different. You know? And yeah, it's okay for people to change their mind. And, you know, because we all, you know, we all are human and we do change our mind about a lot of different things. But as far as being in competition with each other, we got to get rid of that type of, that's a low vibration, man. That's a low vibration. Live your life on purpose. Walk to the beat of your own drum. Don't be worried about what somebody else has got and what they got going on. I wouldn't have got a goddamn car because somebody else was saying to me, to the point about me getting a car. And I don't even hardly drive the damn car. It's crazy. You know, and I thank myself for working to try to get the car, but I really don't need it. Half the time I be wanting to drive my semi-truck to wherever I got to go. That's just me. I don't know. It was like, hey, you want to go this place and that place? Half the time I don't even be home in order to do that. Even down to the point of my house. Yeah, true enough. That's a place that we go, a safe place that me and my husband can go, or whatever the case may be. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times, like, sometimes be like, well, dang, we just need to just sell the house and sell everything, get it, and just be living on the road. Because a lot of times we don't even be home. And when we do be home, we'll be so bored and stuff, we'll be ready to go. I know I do. That's just life within the point of itself. But that's just me and my life and what works for me. It might not work for the next person. I'm just saying that we waste a lot. We waste a lot. What's the old saying is, wait, won't not, waste not, or something like that. I can't remember what it was. Won't not, waste not. Waste not, won't what. Some way of element of how did the older generation used to say stuff like that. Like, if you want something, you shouldn't be wasting a whole lot. My great-grandmother Ellen Hinton used to tell us that all the time. Don't be wasting nothing. Don't you never know what you might need later on. And that's the total truth. But we don't forget about all our morals and what our great-grandparents and grandparents have taught us, because we done became so commercialized and try to be in competition with each other or whatever. And we did learn that from the older generation about whatever that they have going on. And I'm not saying to the point of different things that's in life. Case in point, everybody used to go to the point. I give you an example, this timeshare thing. Me and my husband, we never used the damn timeshare. We were paying for the timeshare every month and never using the thing. And we only got the thing, and I was just going to go to the thing and just sign up for the stuff for itself. But my husband, let me tell you about men, they could be just as petty and be in competition with somebody else. Well, I don't want to have to worry about trying to get it from nobody else. Then we'll just get our own. And we never used the damn thing. That's what I'm telling you about. We create our own demise with certain stuff or whatever. And all because we want to be in competition with somebody else. And that's not the case. Me being the crazy person I am, okay, he's my husband or whatever the case may be, I'm going to go with it. We're going to do it and use it and stuff like that. We didn't use that timeshare, not now damn time. We just wasted money, energy, and time to even try to be signing up for it. I'm just saying, I say that to say this. We got to be able to look at the big picture about a whole lot of different things in life, and within the point of stop being in competition with one another. That's with family, friends, loved ones, the people at your job, whatever the case might be, parents. You trying to have a life that your parents didn't have. A lot of times the things that we want, we don't really need. And I can say that 1,000 times over, we don't need that. You black women are profound. You're needed and you're loved. But we got to be able to heal ourselves of the things that we, uncomfortable conversations that we don't want to talk about. And that's within the point of being in competition with each other. Not be willing to support each other and love on each other. Even now, to the point that people will have businesses and stuff like that. Some people won't even go to your business because they feel like that you're going to be a millionaire for them to support you or whatever. And it's crazy. I laugh about stuff like that because I think that's the dumbest shit in the world. Like, I'm going to support people regardless if that's whatever that I like to do. And I have supported some of our people and some of the stuff don't be up to par or whatever. And that's just my opinion or whatever. I don't get to the point of just giving a bad review about it because black people have went through so much and they don't have a lot of different things. So with that being said, with those type of thought process or within that, or whatever, I just don't shop with them anymore. Or whatever the case may be. And maybe call it bias or whatever the case may be. But a lot of black folks got to get it out the mud. And we're just not learning and embracing to have business and learning stuff on our own now. When we had the opportunity to do that before, but it was kept from us. And we didn't always get the same perks as the next generation or other people did. So with that being said, that's why I make that decision of that choice. But hey, what works for me may not work for the next person. We got to get to the point of supporting each other a little bit better, helping one another, embracing each other, be willing to give knowledge and understanding about different things. Black folks out here, we selling knowledge to each other whenever. When you done got it for free or whatever the case may be, we done got it for free, and guess what? We want to sell it to the next person, to our own people. That's just how it is. So with that being said, y'all, you know, what are some things that you do that you realize that you're in competition with one another and that you have been in competition with one another? That's just something for you guys to think about. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday, March the 13th, having these uncomfortable conversations about the competition that we create amongst each other. Y'all have a good night.